And again, you know you're seated now. Again, as we get ready for the collection, you're very lucky that there is no collection tonight. Typically, we don't do that for daily masses or a funeral or a wedding. But typically on the weekend, that's why we give together our talents to God, to His church. And so at this point during weekend masses, we have our ushers collecting. Here, it's usually just money. But when I went to Ghana, Africa, they were coming in with eggs, chickens, sheep, food. Because that is the way that they bring their church food. Some, there is money, but usually in our country, we don't have that. But in our whole history, most churches in all of history since Jesus usually offered food. Now, our one part we do give, right, it's the bread and the wine, which is also very important to have the bread, the wine, and the water, as well as the gifts for the Mass itself, but it also is there for food for people in their church. And the bread, it wasn't like we just baked the bread. They did for centuries. Now we had really hosts, we call them, and they're not crumbly. They're not, so they don't break with crumbs everywhere. So actually we have different places that make the hosts. It's just bread, no sugar, just like wine. There's no sugar in it. That's what we did for the beginning with Jesus Christ who began. And so as usually the ushers were doing this, we typically, with the servers or a deacon or the priest or others, to get the altar ready to receive the gifts. And so we have our chalices here, we have the ciborium, and that's why when our laity is doing the other part. So we're kind of working together, and it's really beautiful when we come to Mass when we have music as well. Because then we can still be praying, getting the altar, getting the ushers, and all the gifts together. So I'll prep here, and then when I'm ready, our servers and I will grab the wine, the bread, and the water. We always put the cloth where the body and blood of Christ will be made on this cloth. This is a pall. It's just to keep away flies from the wine or the blood, and a purificator for when we clean the chalices. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we've received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth, the work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. With humble spirits and contrite hearts, may we be acceptable by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. Couple of those prayers that we usually say quietly, as that's our prayer as the priest to God. It's also cool for me and challenging because typically I always say these silently. So I actually need to look at the prayers to say them out loud because I don't always say that out loud. And so again, this is the place where we're bringing the bread and the wine. And I'll say the last things, and then at that point I'll ask you to stand, and then we'll get into the Eucharistic prayer that we won't stop. We'll just go right into it. So a few. In the first, we'll have, again, my prayers there. We'll then have the greeting again. The Lord be with you again. We'll have the preface. It's called as we preparation, the preparation for the consecration. The preparation is what time of the season is it usually? We have prayers in this book, and again, you can walk through them and see the different prayers we have. So this is a prayer from Lent. And those are the prayers that we're doing. That's why it's a little different than here, than Advent, or when it's green with ordinary time. We'll then have the Holy, Holy, Holy. That's one of the prayers that we sing together. We actually do it at daily masses too. And that's where I joke that, I mean, some people think that I have to sing. Well, that is the one place I will sing and help everybody to sing, that they're better than I am. Then we have the Eucharistic prayer, right, and that's the part, the holy place of the Mass. There's four different prayers, they're different four parts. First, some big words here now. These are fun because we had to study these. But when I put my hands down, that's the epiclesis. That's to put the Holy Spirit through a priest to the bread and the wine. The consecration is the Last Supper. That's the words. And just so you know, just listen to those words. I'm not saying Jesus said that. He says, I take this bread and give it to you. I'm not saying that from my voice. I'm doing it for Jesus. And that's the most sacred part of the Mass itself. We then have the mystery of the faith. Our other prayers, that the prayer usually comes from the priest. Other times, if there's more priests here, they'll celebrate. And then we'll have what's the great Amen, which I'll chant to go into the last Amen there. And that's when we'll stand to do the Our Father. So at that point, pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. We offer to you, O Lord, what you have given to be dedicated to your name, that just as for our benefit, you make these gifts a sacrament, so you may let them become for us an eternal remedy through Christ our Lord.